You'd think something as important as the name of a goal scorer would be an obvious thing to announce at a Premier League game, but it appears not at Sunderland. It's gone on for a long time as well, certainly this season and last, and it adds up to a lot of information not being given out on a match day. Yet strangely, they will tell supporters who away team substitutes are, as if that's more important. This is the second goal scored by Manchester City at the weekend, and this is from the dry track from Match of the Day, without the commentary. Now in this clip you can hear the ball hit the post and go in, City fans cheer, before Leroy is heard from the away fans to mark a goal from German Leroy Sané. The stadium PA remains silent after the first goal as well, and if you glanced at the TV screens after Sané's goal went in, you would have seen the message, "Unity is strength, hashtag keep the faith," which has been a recent PR campaign from the club. Now, there are strict guidelines about what you can and can't show on TV screens in football stadiums. Contentious issues and disallowed goals, for example, aren't allowed to be shown, but it appears there's no requirement to show away goals or indeed announce them. Sunderland appear to be the only club in the Premier League who actually have chosen to go down this route, and Michael Brunskill from the Football Supporters Federation says it's unfair to all sets of fans.
Just in terms of being at the game, you do want the information to hand, you know, if there's a goal scorer, and it does seem a bit daft not to announce who the goal scorers are, even if it is the opposition. Obviously, we're big up on sort of arguing for away fan rights, because quite often there's no one else really does that, you know, so it's a bit of a unique thing to do. But also, like you say, maybe it is more of an issue for home fans on this occasion, because if an away scorer does grab the goal, a lot of the stadium, the majority of the stadium, maybe even in some cases, might not know who it is. So like Aguero, obviously everyone knows who he is. But then Sané grabs the other, he's a fairly new signing for them, you know.
And strangely, they won't tell you the goal scorer, they tell you the substitutes.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Like we say, I think it's just best in the modern age to give everyone the information, you know, because, I mean, no one went home on Sunday thinking, oh, well, that was a great 0-0 draw, you know. Everyone knew what the score was. Like, you're not fooling anyone, so you might as well announce them.
Well, the club told us today the decision was originally taken not to show away goals because it was felt fans and players wouldn't want to watch a negative event again, i.e. an opposition goal. They admit they didn't announce scorers for a period as well, but claim they now do, although it appears from our audio at the weekend that doesn't seem to be the case, and it's been that way in the Premier League for some time.